Good morning, and welcome to our podcast. You know, I've heard many people make a statement that says, when I get to heaven, I'm going to ask God, and then they have questions. And I think about that statement, and I consider, I don't think you will. In fact, I think you will be so amazed at all that God has for us in that incredible moment of the beginning of eternal life with Christ. You won't have a bunch of questions. But the reality is, we have questions, right? We'd like to sit down and have an interview with God, but I think it would be better for us to simply say, God, won't you sit down with me and teach me what I need to know? Won't you take the time with me and help me to prepare? Because I don't know what the future holds, but He does, right? And He doesn't give us He doesn't lay it all out for us so that we know all the details and what's going to come next. No, life is a life of faith. And so how do we walk this life? Well, God gives us amazing instruction. It's like He, in Proverbs chapter 10, He gives us a sit down, and it's like, I want you to just sit down and I want you to listen. Don't interrupt me. Let me just talk to you. And I want you to think about the things that I'm saying, and then we can talk about them. We can talk further. We can research them. We can spend more time with them. And so why not do that now? If you have your Bibles with you, I encourage you to turn to Proverbs chapter 10. This is ESV translation. And so we're going to read through it, and then we're going to look at a couple of passages real quick. So, but we need to pray. Lord, thank you so much that we can come to you in a moment and seek you and know that you will be found by us, and that, Lord, you have much that you long to share with us if we will only listen. So help us to listen, to learn today, and learn to listen, that we might hear what you have to say. Thank you, Jesus. In your name we pray. Amen. Proverbs chapter 10, verse 1. A wise son makes a glad father, but a foolish son is a sorrow to his mother. You know, and I got to stop. Here's the foundation verse for the whole rest of the chapter. It's all about, what is a wise son and what is a foolish son? So might I encourage you to listen for the things that reveal the wise son and the things that reveal the foolish son, okay? So listen close and write them down if you want to. Rewatch this if you want to, but reread better yet, reread chapter 10. So treasures gained by wickedness do not profit, but righteousness delivers from death. The Lord does not let the righteous go hungry, but He thwarts the craving of the wicked. A slack hand causes poverty, but the hand of the diligent makes rich. He who gathers in summer is a prudent son, but he who sleeps in harvest is a son who brings shame. Blessings are on the head of the righteous, but the mouth of the wicked conceals violence. The memory of the righteous is a blessing, but the name of the wicked will rot. The wise of heart will receive commandments, but a babbling fool will come to ruin. Whoever walks in integrity walks securely, but he who makes his ways crooked will be found out. Whoever winks the eye causes trouble, and a babbling fool will come to ruin. I'm sorry, but the NFL is so much fun to watch because you get to see antics of people that are in a moment of intense battle, if you will. And so a babbling or a prating fool will come to ruin. And I can just see that. And when there's a defensive back, oftentimes that's what you see is a defensive back, when he makes this great play and he's taunting the offensive player, and what is the ruin that comes? It's this little yellow flag and 15 yards, and all of a sudden the great play that he made is changed and the outcome of the game can actually change, right? Okay, I'm just doing what I said I wouldn't do. Please forgive me. Whoever winks the eye causes trouble. And a babbling fool will come to ruin. The mouth of the righteous is a fountain of life, but the mouth of the wicked conceals violence. Hatred stirs up strife, but love covers all offenses. On the lips of him who has understanding, wisdom is found, but a rod is for the back of him who lacks sense. The wise lay up knowledge, but the mouth of a fool brings ruin near. A rich man's wealth is his strong city. The poverty of the poor is their ruin. The wage of the righteous leads to life, the gain of the wicked to sin. Whoever heeds instruction is on the path to life, but he who rejects reproof leads others astray. The one who conceals hatred has lying lips, and whoever utters slander is a fool. When words are many, transgression is not lacking, but whoever restrains his lips is prudent. The tongue of the righteous is choice silver. The heart of the wicked is of little worth. The lips of the righteous feed many, but fools die for lack of sense. The blessing of the Lord makes rich, and he adds no sorrow with it. Doing wrong is like a joke to a fool, but wisdom is pleasure to a man of understanding. What the wicked dreads will come upon him, but the desire of the righteous will be granted. When the tempest pass, the wicked are no more, but the righteous is established forever. Like vinegar to the teeth and smoke to the eyes, so is the sluggard to those who send him. The fear of the Lord prolongs life, but the years of the wicked will be short. The hope of the righteous brings joy, but the expectation of the wicked will perish. The way of the Lord is a stronghold to the blameless, but destruction to evildoers. The righteous will never be removed, but the wicked will not dwell in the land. The mouth of the righteous brings forth wisdom, but the perverse tongue will be cut off. The lips of the righteous know what is acceptable, but the mouth of the wicked, what is perverse. Whew. Man, it's like sitting down and listening to God give you wise instruction about your personal character. What changes that? It's listening to the instruction of his truth, but it's also being guarded about our own selfish hearts. So, for example, as we pour into one of these verses, verse 12, it says, hatred stirs up strife. And we read earlier that, you know, that hatred, it hurts others. But love covers all offenses. Hatred is something where I choose to determine what's right and I determine how a person should be corrected or, in some cases, revenged. But love is what covers all offenses. You see, that's what Christ did for us. It's love that covers the multitude of sin for us. God could be angry with us, but he's not angry with us. Oh, he hates our sin, but he doesn't hate the sinner. He loves us. And so it's his love that covers the multitude of our sin. In fact, all of it. That all of our sin is cast away, so that our hope, our confidence is in the opportunity to love others as we have been loved by him. And so there is so much more that we could talk about today, but might I just encourage you to let love, the love that Christ has for you, be the covering for the multitude of sin in your life and to cleanse you from unrighteousness. Oh, that you might live in the freedom of his love and love others as you have been loved by him. God bless you all, and thank you for letting me come and join you today.